people go out and they buy gym memberships and what have you, and that's great. The individuals that are motivated enough, you know, to stick with a plan, you know, that works out great for them. But the majority of us who need a little more guidance and structure, you know, at Accelerated Fitness, we go above and beyond that, you know, as far as the programming and the dietary consultations and those types of things, and establish a set follow-up plan that individuals can follow. And like every one of us, me included, you know, we fall off the wagon every once in a while. But with those continuations and follow-ups, you know, we're able to circle the wagon, so to speak, and then get people back on track.
Is it relatively normal for people to get off of track from time to time?
Absolutely. I mean, anything, especially, you know, wellness-based type situations, you know, we get on, we're real gung-ho about it. You know, so we're, you know, very diligent about it and consistent. And that's, you know, what I preach to my clientele. You know, you have to be consistent with it. But every once in a while, you know, whether it's vacations, family, kids, jobs, what have you, things get in the way. So with those continuation follow-ups, you know, the continuum of care is well, continuous. So when you do fall off or slip or need an adjustment in your program prescription, whether it be dietary, cardiovascular, or resistance, you know, we're meeting on a continuous basis to make adjustments to your training to fit your lifestyle.
Now, you'd look at me and tell that and I'll admit it, I'm a senior citizen. Okay. What do you have for seniors?
Well, I mean, most importantly, I mean, I think, you know, what I have to offer is my experience. I mean, I've worked clinically as a physiologist for 8 years locally. So that on top of, you know, the strength conditioning that I do, the personal training that I do, I've worked with pretty much every population you can. So to work with an individual like yourself, I'm able to set up something that's going to work, you know, as far as your abilities. And then importantly too, you know, if you've had any physical therapy in the past, I'm able to work with your physical therapist and then incorporate that prescription into your plan.
Wow. Wow. Would you encourage folks that are in their 60s, 70s, or 80s even to come in and see you?
Highly, highly. I mean, it costs nothing to sit down and talk. Majority of the people are surprised at, you know, what we can actually offer simply based on the fact that, you know, I've done this quite a long time. So accommodating individuals, majority of my one-on-one clientele are, you know, direct physical therapy or physician referrals. So most of the people that do come to me have, you know, new knees, new hips, lower back issues, you know, just kind of that wear and tear, normal breakdown stuff that everyone deals with on a regular basis. But then we incorporate prevention-based measures to hopefully never get you back into the physical therapy or back to your surgeon, and keep you on the golf course or at camp or playing with your kids or whatever you're doing. So it's really a great plan. I think most people, you know, they hesitate to come in just based out of fear. You know, I don't want to get hurt. But we really take a strong pride in making sure that everyone feels comfortable and confident when they're in our facility.
Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Josh Drew from Accelerated Fitness. And Josh, we've been talking about folks working out, certainly working out with issues like knee replacements and hip replacements and that. Mm-hmm. What about people who just haven't done any workouts in the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years? And right. Are saying to themselves, you know, I really should do something.
Right.
What about those folks?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, those are the individuals that I love sitting down and talking with the most, you know, kind of opening their eyes to, you know, different avenues as far as exercise disciplines. You know, everyone envisions exercise as being, you know, super intense and you have to leave the facility feeling, you know, drained or completely fatigued. And, you know, when I open these avenues to these people, I mean, they see the potential. You know, and it's all about progressional training. So I get someone who comes in, you know, maybe they were a superstar athlete in high school 25, 30 years ago, but, you know, things have changed, you know, with life. And they come in and we progressionally, you know, treat whatever they have going on. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're feeling great and they want more and they're doing better. So the people that, you know, have that fear or maybe, hesitant to come in and talk to someone like myself, you know, I highly encourage you do that because, you know, this is only going to improve the quality of life. Plus, I guarantee you that you'll be definitely surprised at what we can actually offer you.
You were talking about a little earlier about the big key is being able to do the stuff you like to do.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, and that's what it boils down to. I mean, we were just talking about that. I mean, people talk about people in the fitness industry, you know, maybe their focus is purely on fitness and, you know, their physical appearance or what have you. But, you know, as we start to age, you know, I'm in that category, you know, we start focusing more on functional health and functional wellness so that, you know, we can get up when we get pounded with 3 feet of snow and manage that snow in our driveways and making sure that we can hit the golf course, you know, when we have the opportunity and those types of things and not get injured doing those things.